ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 टाइटल्ड प्रहलाद द बेस्ट अमंग एक्सॉल्टेड डिवोटीज टेक्स्ट 47 ये तद्यादि पुरुषस्य मृगेन्द्र लीलम दैतेन्द्रयुतपावदं प्रयतापतेता दैत्यात्मजस्य च सतां प्रवरस्य पुण्यम् श्रुत्वानुभवं मकुतो भयमेति लोकम् Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj was the best among exalted devotees. Anyone who with great attention hears this narration concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasimha Dev, surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. There is no purport to this verse, so I'll read the next verse, text 48. Yuyam raloke bata bhuri bhaga lokam punana munayo bhiyanti esham grihan avasati tisakshad gudam param brahma manushya lingam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni continued, My dear Maharaj Yudhisthira, all of you, the Pandavas, are extremely fortunate, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, lives in your palace just like a human being. Great saintly persons know this very well, and therefore they constantly visit this house. Purport, after hearing about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, a pure devotee should be very anxious to follow in his footsteps. But such a devotee might be disappointed, thinking that not every devotee can come to the standard of Prahlad Maharaj. This is the nature of a pure devotee. He always thinks himself to be the lowest, to be incompetent and unqualified. Thus, after hearing the narration of Prahlad Maharaj's activities, Maharaj Yudhisthira, who was on the same standard of devotional service as Prahlad, might have been thinking of his own humble position. Narada Muni, however, could understand Maharaj Yudhisthira's mind and therefore immediately encouraged him by saying that the Pandavas were not less fortunate. They were as good as Prahlad Maharaj because, although Lord Narasimhadev appeared for Prahlad, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form as Krishna was always living with the Pandavas. Although the Pandavas, because of the influence of Krishna's Yoga Maya, could not think of their fortunate position, every saintly person, including the great sage Narada, could understand it, and therefore they constantly visited Maharaj Yudhisthira. Any pure devotee who is constantly conscious of Krishna is naturally very fortunate. The word Nuraloke, meaning within the material world, indicates that before the Pandavas there had been many, many devotees such as the descendants of the Yadu dynasty and Vasistha, Marichi, Kashyapa, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who were all extremely fortunate. The Pandavas, however, were better than all of them because Krishna himself lived with them constantly. Narada Muni therefore specifically mentioned that within this world, the Pandavas were the most fortunate. Prahlad Maharaj was the best among exalted devotees. Anyone with great attention hears his narration concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasimha Dev, surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. Narada Muni continued, "My dear Maharaj Yudhisthira, all of you are extremely fortunate, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna lives in your palace just like a human being. Great saintly persons know this very well, and therefore they constantly visit this house." Hare Krishna. So in this difficult time, we have some understanding of how material nature is very cruel, how it can give us unexpected time, shocking experiences. So we all know that this is what is material nature, and we all have to experience this. But at the same time, in this verse it is very clearly said, with great attention if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam Katha, we overcome all miseries of this world. Specifically here is said, you become anxiety free. So auspicious, inauspicious things in this world, connected to Krishna, there is always auspiciousness. So the next verse, especially here, it is mentioned about Maharaj Yudhisthira. Narada Muni is glorifying him, because Maharaj Yudhisthira was feeling that how to come to the standard of Prahlad. So Narada Muni understood that actually Yudhisthira Maharaj is also very exalted. He doesn't know that. He said that you are also very fortunate. Krishna stayed with you. So that is how in this verse we can understand that how a pure devotee, the more advanced he is, the more pure he is, he has no false ego, so naturally he thinks always unqualified, incompetent, and everyone is better than him. He really means it. He's not that just speaks about it, which is very natural to speak. We have to act humble. But to really mean it, and that is what was his real perception. So this should be the attitude for Krishna to reveal his mercy. Just a few weeks back we heard Maharaj one in his class, he was saying, actually for all of us, Madan is very attractive. Madan means this, all this chamak dhamak of this world, so attractive. But Krishna is more attractive. Then why are we not getting attractive to Krishna? Krishna is more attractive than Madan. That is why even Cupid gets attracted to Krishna. So then why are we not getting attracted to Krishna? So it is said that unless our attitude becomes the way it is said, and that attracts Radharani, because she is embodiment of devotional service. So when she sees, oh, this devotee is very humble from his heart, so she recommends him to Krishna. And Krishna can never refuse Radharani. Her recommendation, impossible. So when Krishna accepts a recommendation, he reveals himself to. So unless that attitude is there, Krishna would never reveal. So it's a big challenge to be in this world and also same time to become detached and get attracted. So we have been given the process. So there are many personalities in the history who have revealed it. And especially in this purport, it is mentioned about Yudhisthira Maharaj. In Brihat Bhagavatam, we know that how when Maharaj Parikshit was about to leave his body, his mother Uttara, she was desperate. she wanted to hear, and she could not see her son living. But then she wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So Maharaj Parikshit spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of it, to Uttara. So in that Brihad Bhagavatam, there are two parts. One is Narada Muni going out, finding who is the best among all devotees, who has received the mercy from Krishna. Of course, there is another part where Gopakumar goes exploring the degree of realizations. So today we can just get inspired by how, of course, none of the pastimes we can imitate, but we can follow in their footsteps, their qualities of tolerance, determination, forgiveness. So these are the essence of these leelas. So the story goes like this, that once Narada Muni, near Prayag, during Magh Mela, he was with many sages. So they performed their puja, and then the sages were glorifying each other. So that time one Brahmana came, and a Brahmana with his own hand, he made altar, then he placed his shaligram, then he offered flowers, for prayers, he started doing kirtan, he started dancing, he offered prasad, then he put the shaligram to rest, then he went and distributed prasad to all of them, the sages, and he offered respects to them, dandavats to them. So Narada Muni said, this is the person, body, mind and words, he is serving Krishna. He is the topmost. He has received his mercy. So they went and told Brahman, you are the topmost. So he said, no, I am not the topmost. There is one king. I am just offering you little prasad. That king, he daily offers, feeds thousands of people. He has received mercy. You go and see him. He is better than me. So Narada Muni goes to that king. So when he sees that opulent palace, yajna is going on, thousands of people, mantras are chanted. So he goes and tells him that, king, you are the one who have received mercy. You are the topmost. He said, no. It's not me. I am just giving prasad. But what about the devatas? They are giving rain. And here I am, how long can I live? And the material miseries are always affecting me. But devatas, they live for long life. So devatas, and among devatas, Indra. Indra is the top. So he has received the mercy. So Narada Muni goes to Indra. He sees Indra with his thousand eyes, tears in his eyes, is worshipping. So Narada Muni goes and tells Indra that, Indra, you are the topmost devotee. You have received mercy of Krishna. So Indra says, why are you talking like this? You don't know how I always run away whenever demons attack. You don't know how I embarrass the Lord. You know how the Lord embarrassed me. Huh? He didn't go and kill Bali. He went and begged from him. And about me, when he took away the Parijatri, I challenged him. And what to speak about Govardhan? I am not the best. You go to Brahma. So all devotees are... So Brahma, he has come from the navel of Lord. And he is the one origin of all Vedas. So he goes to Brahma. So Brahma, he is very embarrassed. He says, I am not the one. You don't know about me, that what I have done, how the Lord's several times he has embarrassed me. And what to speak about, I had doubts about him. So I am not the one. You go to Shiva. Shiva is the one who is the topmost. So he goes to Shiva. So when he goes to Shiva, of course Brahma says that Shiva is the one. See, he is completely detached. He is just ashes on his body. He lives near the crematorium. Ganges is decorating his head. So when he says all these things, Shiva, you are the topmost one. So Shiva says, no, it's not me. You know my situation. Of course, this is all very in detail, but I'm just telling you in short that how... So Shiva says that the residents of Vaikuntha, they are the one who have received mercy. So Narada goes and meets Prahlad. So Prahlad says, which we already discussed about, Prahlad says, oh, you're talking to the Lord. He doesn't even want to hear. Of course, before that, Brahma, why he says that he is not the one? He said, look at me. I gave benediction to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. It's just like giving milk to snake. And when the Lord, he was so angry and I offered prayers, but he didn't even look at me. So you, residents of Vaikuntha, so he goes to Prahlad. And Prahlad is so embarrassed, he doesn't want to hear anything. He says, you go to Hanuman. So he goes to Hanuman. Hanuman, you are the best of all servants. You are always serving. You are the one who burnt Lanka and you didn't take away anything from Lanka. You could have taken anything, but you didn't do. You were only serving. So Hanuman says, no. Actually, it is the Pandavas. They are the best among all. I am just a servant, but there the Lord becomes their servant. You know about the Pandavas? Calamities after calamities, but still they are glorifying him. And he stayed in their house. He became their messenger. He became their chariot driver. Rajasuya Yagya, he was washing the feet of guests. He was fighting with Bhishma and he was bleeding. And Krishna married his sister to Arjuna. The Pandavas are the top. And when Yudhishthir Maharaj is going for his morning, take bath in the river, in a palanquin, Krishna also is walking behind him. So it is Yudhishthir. It is the Pandavas. So when they go, when Narada Muni goes and meets Yudhishthir, so Yudhishthir is in, actually when we were there in the exile, you know, he used to come and see us, but now he's not there. He is there in Dwarka. So the Yadus, they are the one who have received recipe. You go to Yadus. So Narada Muni goes there to Yadus. So Yadus, he sees the Yadus are so opulently dressed. They are so effulgent. And they are discussing about Krishna's pastimes. And he says, you people are the most, topmost. He says, what are you talking about us? We are just, you know, happen to be his relative. We are here. We are waiting for his, you know, when he'll come. But actually Uddhava is the one who is so close to him. They joke, they eat. Krishna sometimes put his feet on Uddhava and sleeps. They sleep together. And what? He sent Uddhava on a special mission to find out. So it is Uddhava who is the topmost. He is the topmost. So this way everyone is just saying that he is better. There is no false ego. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that this is in a conditioned state to accept recognition. This is very natural. It is very painful to be disrespected. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj compares this desire to expect respect. He compares with stool of boar. Of course, stool is always abominable. But of all the animals, boar is the most abominable animal. And the stool of an animal means, so a real pure devotee, when he is appreciated, actually he should get a taste in his mouth as if he has eaten stool. It must be so disgusting. But that same mouth, when he glorifies others, it should be like nectar. When he glorifies nectar, when he receives respect, it's like stool. So he goes to Uddhava. So Uddhava, you are the one who is... So Uddhava says, what are you talking about? You know, when I went to Vrindavan, my God, I saw them. They were so much dazed, absorbed, just remembering, waiting for Krishna to, tears rolling on the floor. They are unconscious. I was shocked that I used to think that I am very close to Krishna. But look at these people. So that time I realized I wanted to become a blade of grass so that their feet will fall on me and I'll get some dust. That is their devotion. So this is how in Brihad Bhagavatam, how here Yudhishthir Maharaj is thinking about Prahlad. So this way it goes on and the topmost people are the residents of Vrindavan, who are so intimate. Of course, when Yudhishthir Maharaj sends to Dwarka, He says, we are just friends, you know. But you go to Dwarka, there is Vatsalya Bhav there. Huh? Then there is Madhurya Bhav, because Rukmini is there. We are all. So this way, each one of them, they are seeing something which is great and we are not. So we are inferior. So this is the attitude which attracts Radharani. And then Radharani recommends to Krishna. And then Krishna reveals his opulence. And then we can overcome all the attraction of this world and maybe see something. So that is what is Krishna's. So a lot of things to get inspired. But same thing, in this purport also there is one point about it is not the external form. Bhakti is very internal. It is a substance which is attracting. So in this case, Yudhishthir Maharaj is actually a political man, in one sense, you know, all affairs of politics and, you know, kingdom ruling and all. But the sages, they keep coming to his house again and again. Actually, for a householder, it is the sages who are invited. And they come and they don't stay for a long time. Like Sukhdev Goswami will stay, only till the time takes for milking the cow. But why do they go there? Because they know that householder's life means you are caught up with so many things. Just to go there and enlighten them. To make them little realize that what is the nature of material existence. Become more enthusiastic, fired up. But here it is Narada Muni and all the sages are coming to Yudhishthir. And how does Yudhishthir Maharaj reciprocate? He is always, oh Narada Muni, please, how a householder like me, how will I make progress? Is there any chance? Is it possible? So this is how Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Narada Muni will be coming specially to get inspiration because Krishna himself is to visit there. So it is not the external form, it is the essence. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Ante Leela, there is a very nice pastime to emphasize this point. The Lord wants one Brahmana. The Brahmana was, of course, Brahmana is Brahmana. He's well versed. He knows Shastra, everything. So he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, his name was Pradyumna Mishra. So he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Mahaprabhu, I want to hear Krishna Katha from you. So Mahaprabhu said, you go to Ramanand Rai. Now Ramanand Rai, what was his past? He was a governor, you know, politician, Shudra by birth. So anyway, Pradyumna Mishra taught, well, he has said, so I should go. So when he went to his house, he was not there, Ramanand Rai. So a servant received him. He said, you please be seated. He is there. So where was Ramanand Rai that time? He was in some isolated place, in some garden. And Ramanand Rai was teaching young beautiful girls how to dance personally, physically. And the whole thing was he was training them how to express devotion in the form of singing and dancing. So Pradyumna Mishra was a little confused. So he was waiting. But after some time, Ramanand Rai came. So yes, Brahmana, you offered obeisances. Brahmana, sorry, I kept you waiting so long. He said, no, now it's too late. So actually I had come for... So Pradyumna Mishra had little, you know, what to hear Krishna Katha from him. So he went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, did you hear the Katha? So he said, no, it was too late, you know, then, but he could not say. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that there is some doubt in his mind. So he said, you know who is Ramanand Rai? I, even when I just hear the name of a woman, my consciousness gets disturbed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what to speak about seeing? But this Ramanand Rai, his mind is like a wood or stone. He is not disturbed at all. So when he is touching, his mind doesn't get detached. Of course, Ramanand Rai was in the mood of gopi. That is eternal constitutional position, serving the manjari, serving Radharani. So he says that to him. So that time, of course, he says many more things glorifying Ramananda Rai. So then Ramananda Rai, then Pradyumna Mishra realizes that, oh, what I saw, what I interpreted, what I thought, I'm a Brahmana. He's a, what Krishna Kathaik. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, go back again. So he goes back. And this time he goes back and he again pleads that I want to hear from Krishna Katha. So that time Ramananda Rai says, okay, if that is it, okay, I'll tell you. But actually I am like a musical instrument, you know. It is actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is moving the thread, whatever we call it, strings. He is moving the strings and I am speaking. So well, if that is what he wants, I will speak. So Ramananda Rai's nature was, his attitude was that he is completely dependent on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this way Krishna Katha has spoken and then Pradyumna Mishra understands and he goes back ecstatic, very blissful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did this in another place at Godavari, near the bank of Godavari. There were a lot of brahmanas and he went and embraced him for a brahmana, top class brahmana to go and embrace Ramananda Rai, Shudra is. So this is what Prabhupada says in the purport, that how sannyasis and brahmanas sometimes they may think, but then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to smash that thing in these past times. Of course, he also revealed it through Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was born in a worse family and he was so glorious. So this is essence of bhakti. Bhakti is not based on any external form or any caste or birth or what culture or nationality or any type of a situation. It's not that person's right. It is anyone. Anyone who accepts this with sincerity, his heart gets transformed and he can become the topmost person. And in that state, of course, he's always thinking that he's. So purport also says that the Lord has acts as an ordinary person. So Bhagavad Gita of Krishna himself says, Avajananti Mahamuda Manushim Tanum Ashritam. So he says, when I come down as an ordinary person, people think that I am also like them. They don't know my transcendental nature. So Lord Krishna performs ordinary activities like a kshatriya, politician, small child, stealing. But then many times in between he will show that, don't think I am like you. You will swallow fire, lift up Govardhan, 16,108 wives, and many supernatural activities just to make you, if anyone thinks. So this is the Lord's coming and the devotee understanding, perceiving without getting bewildered, the degree of his purity. So Prabhupada also, modern day saint, how he didn't think about what was qualification. When Prabhupada was asked, such esoteric philosophy, the highest realm of spiritual understanding, Madhurya Leela, Prabhupada, what is our qualification? We are getting a chance to hear about all this, understand. What is our qualification? Such topmost things. So Prabhupada said, you don't have any qualification. I made your qualification. So Prabhupada, by his mercy. So to receive mercy, anyone. What was the qualification? But they became so exalted, those Western days. If you read the BTG magazines in the 70s and you hear that their articles, you read their article and you read that, who is this devotee? So he came to Krishna consciousness 8 months back. My God, just 8 months back, 1 year back, and such article you are writing. My God, how is it coming? Where is it coming? Power. This is Prabhupada's mercy. You experience this. The early articles, it's only for 1 year he's there. And the article what he writes. So this is Prabhupada's greatness. So once in India, Prabhupada, when he came with his Western disciples, Prabhupada, your disciples, they are okay, but they don't know. Their pronunciation is very bad. Prabhupada said that pronunciation may be bad, but that renunciation is perfect. Some other time, Prabhupada, but your Western disciples, I see them, most of them are sleeping. in your class. So Prabhupada said, they may be sleeping most of the time, but the little time what they are hearing, what has happened to their life. But you, what are you doing? You are awake full time, but what has happened to your life? This way Prabhupada would always defend his disciples, because he knew that the essence is not because you are an Indian, you know about Krishna before them, you heard about Bhagavad Gita from your childhood. That doesn't mean that you know what is bhakti. And that famous incident in Radha Raman temple, one of Prabhupada's disciples was eagerly, just folded hands, taking darshan of Radha Raman like this, so much eager. And the Brahmana priest is doing his aarti like this. And this person is Western disciple, white body, so much eagerness. So this Brahmana priest was, of course, Vrajavasi. So he was so impressed. So he told him, you continue your service like this, and next life you will take birth in a Brahmana family, and then you will also get a chance to do aarti. So this Western disciple was so happy, so thrilled. He ran to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, today I got a blessing. Vrajavasi, he blessed me. He said, I will become a Brahmana next time. Prabhupada was not happy. Prabhupada said, you go back. You go back and tell him. I don't know whether he went and told him. He didn't tell him. He said, you go back and tell him, you continue doing aarti like this for the rest of your life, and you will take birth in the Western world to be part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So it is, of course, also said that Western world devotees are not ordinary people. They are come with a special mission. They are taking birth there in the Western world to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So this is how we can understand about the essence of bhakti. But for us, of course, there is no question about imitating anyone. Everyone has his own nature. But the Lord is very kind, very merciful. With sincerity, anyone who follows those principles, it is assured that overcome all these type of anarthas and realize that perfection, that is attraction of Krishna, which is very rare. And this way our life can be perfect. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So is there any time for, should we, so if anyone has any question related to today's subject. This is it's a very critical situation in present. I mean, it's a very sad thing, but this is my arrogance. I sit here in this situation to talk to you. This is very sad what we heard and what happened. Shyam Krishna Prabhu. So if no one has any question, we'll stop here. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय